This afternoon, we launch That Moment When, the PBS NewsHour's latest Facebook Watch Show, a special video on demand section of the social media site. Appearing every Tuesday at 3 p.m. and hosted by contributor Steve Goldblum, the creator of our Brief But Spectacular series, this new series tells the behind-the-scenes stories of successful people and a pivotal moment in their lives. In our debut episode, civil rights lawyer Brian Stevenson shares that moment when he decided to value redemption over revenge.
Can you describe the moment when you first visited death row and the experience that left you?
I took a course that required me to spend a month with an organization providing legal services to people on death row, and that's what got me to death row, and I was completely unprepared. But they asked me to explain to somebody that he's not at risk of execution anytime in the next year. That was my task. And I went to George's death row, and I was so nervous and distraught that when this man walked in, I was a bit overwhelmed. And what I remembered about him is just how burdened with chains he was. He had handcuffs on his wrist, he had a chain around his waist, he had shackles on his ankles. It took them 10 minutes to unchain him. And when they did, he walked over, and I began to apologize. I said, I'm sorry, I'm just a law student. I don't know much about the death penalty. I don't know much about criminal appeals or procedure. I then said, they sent me down here to tell you that you're not at risk of execution anytime in the next year. And I was surprised that when I said that, the man said, wait, say that again. I said, you're not at risk of execution anytime in the next year. And the man said, wait, say that again. And I said, you're not at risk of execution anytime in the next year. And that's when this man grabbed my hands and he said, thank you. He said, you're the first person I've met in the 2 years I've been on death row who's not a death row prisoner or death row guard. He said, I've been talking to my wife and kids on the phone, but I haven't let them come and visit because I was afraid they'd show up and I would have an execution date. He said, now because of you, I'm going to see my wife and I'm going to see my kids. And I couldn't believe how even in my ignorance, being proximate to someone, showing up for someone, I couldn't believe the difference that could make in someone's life.
It's worth watching the entire episode.